I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. You could now hitch a ride through Uber while you're in Montpelier. When the ride-sharing company began operating in Burlington in 2014, the city said it violated its taxi laws. Now, Montpelier may be facing similar issues. VPR's Liam Connors has more.
At Wednesday's city council meeting, Mayor John Holler made a quick announcement. Uber was coming to Montpelier. The announcement came as a surprise to city clerk John Odom.
I knew that they were looking to expand, and there was a sense that they were going to come eventually. As far as when did I know that they were specifically coming to Montpelier today, I learned that for the first time last night at the council meeting.
Kathy Zhao is the general manager of Uber Vermont. She says Uber does connect with community leaders before offering service in an area to make sure it makes a positive impact in the community. She says expanding its service is a key part of the company's mission.
So, you know, Montpelier is the capital of Vermont, and we want to make sure that more and more residents in Vermont and also visitors to Vermont are able to access safe, affordable, reliable transportation options.
But based on other cities' experiences with Uber, City Clerk Odom says Montpelier would have to revise its taxi ordinance.
Uber's business model does not fit into that standard licensing regime. So they are running a taxi service inconsistent with our licensing structures.
Odom says he'll move quickly and talk with other cities about their experiences with Uber and to Montpelier's police chief and city manager. The goal would be to have answers to present to the city council at its next meeting. But until then, what's the status of Uber in Montpelier?
If Uber is doing business in Montpelier this evening, they will be doing so without a license.
Odom says this issue highlights the need of the city council to look at firming up the enforcement mechanisms of the ordinance. Zhao would not speculate on what Uber would do if Montpelier found it in violation of the city ordinance. For VPR News, I'm Liam Connors.